The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5. When the issues matter, the conversation starts here. From politics to the economy, from social justice to national development, nothing is off the table. Weekdays, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., Davey Marie brings you the Morning Rumble on Freedom 106.5 FM. Hard-hitting topics, informative, credible guests, experts who don't just talk, they break it down. If you want clarity, accountability, and real discussion on the issues shaping your day and your country, there's only one place to be. The Morning Rumble, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind. Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com. Engage with Davey on the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, well, 8:19 and some seconds, as we get set to chat with the NPTA Speaks. And this morning, we have the National Education Officer, Mr. Felix Brown. Welcome back to Freedom. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Davey.
And, of course, welcome back to the segment, the NPTA Speaks. So, I will, as we start this week's edition of the NPTA Speaks, I will allow you, Mr. Brown, to share any insights or any thoughts that you would like to share with us this morning before we get into our regular discussions that I would like to, issues I would want to raise with you. So if there's anything that you'd like to share with the wider public, now is the time I'll allow you to share with us your thoughts, anything going forward with the NPTA, your plans.
Okay, well, as we in July, August, vacation, you know, things would have slowed down school-wise. But meetings are still, we're still holding meetings and discussion on bringing about certain programs on working with different stakeholders, especially we're working with the TTPS, PASCO, planning a youth forum, upcoming youth forum. So we are at this time engaging different stakeholders, you know, for the benefit of our youth, our children. So look out in September, in the new term, different things will be rolled out.
All right. And that's the reason why I posed that question, because you mentioned Java vacation. So, I mean, the students on vacation now.
Yes.
School opens on what date? The 7th?
Yes, 7th of September.
So they have a little week into September.
Yeah.
That makes up their, is it 8 or 9 they get this time? I think it was about 9 weeks or 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So school closes on the 10th of July.
10th. So, that's 9. Let's see, 3.
Yeah, I think roughly about 8 or 9, almost 9 weeks home. So I'm happy to know that the NPTA didn't take a rest or a sabbatical, as it was. So I didn't even realize that you all were still holding meetings, you all still engaging stakeholders, you know. Any updates that you can provide for us so far in terms of some of these meetings you had? If you want to share some of the initiatives you all plan to roll out for the September term.
Well, as I mentioned, well, there's different regions. You know, there's the 8 regions, so... we have, like, the Ministry of Education has launched the CAT program, so we planning on how do we bring across that understanding to parents of this new system with the SCA, where instead of we just have one test on SCA day, we have different a project type of assessment going that will add to your, contribute to your marks, your SCA marks. So these are the workshops we plan to host and to bring those awareness to our parents. So, of course, more from the ministry, we in discussion. So, things like that. So, when I mentioned stakeholders, is the MOE.
I know, but how is the MOE buying into this initiative? There is a wonderful initiative. I mean, Walter talked about it a couple of weeks ago and even last week. How is the ministry buying into this narrative?
No, well, it's a ministry initiative.
Came from them.
Yes, from them, yes.
I always thought it was the other way around. Thank you very much, Mr. Education Officer, for sharing that. So yes. It's an initiative from the ministry. So they're going to look at how far back? Are we going from infancy coming up?
No, it's from standard 3.
So from standard 3.
Yes, so the cohort of students going to write SCA next year, they would not be so affected. But those who in standard three,
from this term going forward. Ah, yes. So that is already in England.
Yes. So I think the ministry is engaging with different stakeholders, of course, and feedback. So more will be, you know, as it go along. We want to bring more information and awareness to parents on that.
This is great. This is. Listen. So we looking at not just because I think. In fact, I can't remember how many subjects we were tested on in our time during Common Entrance. You could remember when you did SCA. Were we tested on just...
So science and social studies was in the mix.
There was more.
Yeah, there's more.
No, I think it went down to just math, English...
And creative writing. Yes.
So just math, English, and creative writing determine whether you were ready for...
secondaries, well,
or high academic, academically strong the secondary environment,
yes,
because of your creative writing skills and your math and English.
Yes.
So how many other subjects? There wasn't.
Well, it's part of the curriculum.
No, but I'm saying.
But okay,
you're not tested on that.
No. However, you know, some of the subject I may add would have make up part of your curriculum. So like your social studies, your science, some of the comprehension, let's say the passages may have, you know, connected to what you may have learned in your social studies science, you know, throughout the primary school. So
wow.
Yeah,
because I think in our time we had subjects, we get a recess or a break, and then we had to go back and finish off Common Entrance. It was early in the morning.
Right.
And by lunchtime it's done.
Right.
That's the same process now.
Yes, so you do creative writing, math, then the language arts. Yeah.
All right, cool. And you're saying now that the MOE has initiated this process of looking at students from the cohort of Standard 3. So once you enter Standard 3 from Standard 2, we start looking at your grades and your marks leading up to Standard 5, leading up to the SCA examination?
Well, not quite looking at the grade. So what they are doing is that you're going to do something like a profile. So you will be given certain tasks to complete. And by Standard 5, those marks will contribute to your SCA in 30% to your overall mark. You know, so it's a ongoing process where, profile. So it's not actually looking in Standard 3, your marks, but the subjects and different things that has been taught, right? It will add to your profile when you come to Standard 5, if you understand what I'm saying. So it's a work in progress.
Do you think this would greatly help? Because the pressure is still on.
Right.
Because I think when I spoke with the president, the idea was to take that mounted pressure
off
the 11, 12, and 13-year-olds.
Yes.
As early as 10, some individuals at 10 sitting in SCA. But if you're graded, so they're paying attention to your mark. It makes up how much? 30%?
Yes, at least 30%.
At least 30% of your will be calculated. So then if you get an next 30, I guess 60.
Yeah, something like that. But it's not a new concept. We had that before. You know, there was different concerns, you know, in terms of fairness and stuff like that. But it was here before where, for example, creative writing, children would have gone through the entire writing process. And then at the end, they present their final piece for marking by the teacher or supervise. Someone from the ministry will come taking your book, give you a mark, and it will add. So it's not a new process. It's just a revamp process now that aims to take the pressure. And also, you know, I think because of this, the Ministry of Education recognized that, you know, children multiple intelligence. So, and to make sure the curriculum is more integrated.
All right. So as it relates to those things, I love the idea, and I'm happy that the MOE is looking at it. It's finally bearing fruit, and we should see it inked before this session starts in September.
Yeah,
that'll be real cool. Now let's talk about the July-August vacation holidays. I mean, we well into it.
Yes,
I am somewhat enjoying it. Eh? Relative calm on the nation roads, you know. I not going to school, but I enjoy not having to have a rush to pick up no children in school. I just
the pressure.
Yeah, you know, because I mean, students traveling these days. Sometimes your parents don't have a choice, eh?
Yes.
I tell my kids every day, only lucky, only your parents can pick all you up, you know. Even though they want to travel, they want that experience. What is the NPTA? What's your position in terms of allowing parents, you know, kind of loosening that rope, you know, letting go that belt a little bit?
In traveling.
In allowing your children to travel.
Well, safeguarding is always, you know, your main concern, the safety of your child.
Right.
So, I don't know. You could, I mean, you will know, depends on the area you live in, okay, and how comfortable you are with it. I know mothers very, you know, apprehensive to, like, allowing their girl child to be traveling, things like that. A father might say, okay, let's take a chance. You know, I'm one of the father. I will say take a chance.
Yeah, me too.
I did. You
me
know,
too,
I
me
did.
Too.
But
mother,
you know,
ain't
the mothers,
that,
no. No. No, no, no.
But you see, the thing about it is that we are raising young men. Do you know where Henry Street is in Port Speed?
Yes.
You know where Henry Street? How long it took you before you know where Henry Street was?
Gosh, it was a young age.
There we go.
Yeah.
I were you a child when time to buy your school books and dad goes? Was it a mommy or a daddy alone? Or they go and handle it and bring it home to you? Did they carry you with you?
Yeah, sometimes they carry. Sometimes they carry me, but most of the time it's either my father or my mother. But they do carry, yeah, they carry
I never
me.
Had the privilege of my father taking me for school supplies.
Oh, okay.
N-E-V-E-R in bold letters, underlined four times in red. Never had that experience.
Never.
Of my, but I had the experience, and I'm very grateful to my mother for taking me and my sister to during the Java vacation. It was a staple event.
Yeah.
Coming into Port of Spain, going to the various boxers on Queen Street, hitting a chicken and chips place. That was the staple. You're looking for the chicken and chips after during lunch, you know, sitting down in the restaurant and eating and getting your school supplies and stuff like that. And I learned at a very early age the streets of Port of Spain.
Right.
You know, understanding how to travel, because father ain't bringing you and drop you. I had to travel and come into Port of Spain. So, I mean, you have a point?
Yes, on that point, I just want to expand that, you know, because in this July, August holiday vacation, that is one way that you could communicate with your student, not just going to buy books. You mentioned buying books, but what about taking your child to work to see how you function. I know in Trinidad that it might be some difficulties, depends on where you work. But to see your, you know, for your child to get that first-hand experience of what adulthood look like, decisions you have to make, you know, that could be a possibility too. And to communicate with your child. I have with my father once or twice during when I was younger, he was a sales manager, so he took me one day to work. And I see he have to travel all the Trinidad and Tobago, opening, delivering, and I'm helping him. I'm happy. And yes, I learned Trinidad and Tobago. I learned driving skills. I understand how he thinks. You know, sometimes there's a disconnect. So that's a way too you could communicate with your child.
How do you think it's important for parents to use the Java vacation as it relates to their children today?
Yes, you as expanding on that point on communication, because you know children are different now as we are in the age of technology and screen time, where they say the average is usually 7 to 8 hours children spend on screen every day, and during the summertime it spiked to 10 to 11 hours, so you know, late nights and stuff like that. So communication is a skill. This is time where that, you know, you have to kind of combat that. How do we combat that is by actively having more conversation. I went, the president, I, our general sec, and our first VP, we went to Pittsburgh. We had a national, the U.S. national PTA convention up there. And one of the workshop was titled, Are Teens Lazy? And the presenter there said, no, they're not lazy. They're born into a world of convenience, technology, information at their tips. They're easy to be entertained. So what the person was suggesting, and a 10-year-old also joined in on that, that presentation, is not just banning the phone or saying no social media or no, but actually carving out time out of that. So, for example, instead of saying, how long you spent on TikTok today? Say, what was the funniest video? And have that conversation, that type of conversation with your child.
Wow.
So you kind of, and in personal experience with me as well, sometimes you have to go into these children's world, you know, if you want to effectively communicate with them and pull them out and pull it and bridge that gap between our parent and our child. You know, there's different ways like that. Also, I want to add, you know, you have to know your child. This is a time for reflection, okay? This is a time, I know my child, you get your report book. I need to do lessons, bring them up to speed. Maybe they're struggling in mathematics or whatever subject. Also, time to, you know, look at camps to teach a new skill. Maybe try art or pan. You know, I know the ministries, some of them have free vocation program. And also to maybe those who are transitioning, there's new camps where helping students who transitioning into that secondary school. And maybe not just the standard five to the form ones, but maybe the form two who really have not settled in school. So some students suffer greatly from lack of confidence. So there are a lot of camps also where they could learn those soft skills, confident building, you know, leadership skills, things like that. So these are things that I encourage parents to reflect, know your child, what area do they need help with, and just engage them.
Wow. You know, I look at my children recently, and I have them in chores now, serious right. chores. I'm not even playing. I watch to see how lazy my child is. He hungry. And I said to them, listen, they had this thing, I didn't use the dishes, so I'm not washing it. I wash what I use. So I say, well, then use the phone that you buy. And the PS and the television that you pay for. If you didn't pay for it and it's not yours, then don't use it.
Right.
But daddy, well, if your philosophy and concept is, I go to the kitchen to wash up the dishes because I want to make a sandwich, but I'm only washing what I use, I have no problem with that. Me washing your clothes, 'cause I didn't wear it.
Right.
And you go, like, give me the TV and put on my phone. But how do you have your phone? I say, no, that's my phone too, because I bought that phone recently for you with my money. How much money you had? So he's watching me, and I use this as a teaching moment. Are you selfish? Are you understanding how life is?
Right.
So if you didn't pay for it, then you have no authorization over it. It's loaned to you. So I want it back now.
Right.
And he couldn't... I see the fella like he was starting to twitch because, but daddy, my friends, I say, well, tell your friends bye-bye.
Right.
Because you went in the kitchen and you just washed up the pan and the pot that you use, and what happened to the rest of the dishes?
Yes.
So, I mean, we had to look for every moment. Not to quarrel, but no. Pull a belt and shout, what happened to you? Go on. No, I not even vexed with you. I gonna treat you just the way you want to function. I go on, because I've been telling you that's not the correct way. So here's what. The fact that it didn't register in your head, you go start to treat you the same way you're thinking. So once it started to affect you,
right.
I believe you're going to understand where it's coming from. So, and then the big one had some meltdown, and I said to him, I said, listen, I need you to get up. Now, I tell all my business on the radio, only listening to David Maria, but this is real life situations. Their parents, I'm sure plenty of parents could attest to this. How much are your children? Get up, go and be the name, brush your teeth. So I said to my son, but daddy, I said, hey, if I tell you to do something, I don't care whether you say, but daddy, but I didn't ask you that. I right. simply gave you an instruction. So I called him up privately inside because his mother was dealing. I said, come, you are going to reach a stage. Are you a big brother or a little brother? He said, I'm the big brother. How about you and your little brother traveling and you give him an instruction because you're watching him and you say, hey, you pull him back. Why would you do that? Because you know what? He said, because I know better. I said, there you go.
Right.
So as a parent, are you my age? Do I not know better if I tell you to do something? Have I not proven over the 15 or 16 years that you're on this planet since you know me? Have I not known better than you? Yes, daddy. So if I tell you something, It's not a negotiable thing. I'm not negotiating with you. I say, I'm not going to beat you, me eating, me tell you nothing.
Right.
But if you refuse, take my cell phone and put it down, and you see that computer come off of that game. That man.
Yes.
I saw a complete change in his attitude. So it told me, Felix, that conversation.
Yes.
You might, you know, on a semi-adult level, I see that reaching you.
Yes.
Because you want this.
That's the motivation.
Now, people might say, but why are you motivating your children? Are we not motivated by a salary to work?
Yes.
So is it wrong to pay our children? Some people say bribing them. You buy a PS5 for them, and tell them if he do work good this week, he'll get to play PS5. What is wrong with that, Felix? Is that a bad thing to tell your children?
It's not a bad thing, but sometimes it goes as that far, because how much are you... You see, you want to eventually lead them that internally, intrinsically, they should be able to want to do it. So you have to kind of guide it to that place where, you know, it moves from those type of motivation to, internal motivation, where they themselves want to achieve something. And that's what, as a parent, as I try to do with my children, I start off with simple thing. I will give you this, chores, you do this, I will give, you know, look, some money to buy some snack. But after, just like you, I move it to area of responsibility. Because, you see, being on social media, they believe that they know everything. You know, they have it on their finger, but they have not the lived experience, which we have.
Mm.
And that kind of conversation and communication is what we need. We really need as parents to communicate, especially in this world. My children hate to hear when I say, what's wrong with this Gen Z? And they were like, y'all don't understand. You know, we don't understand them. So it's always some battle. So the conversation, and I love to sometimes when I like my daughter, she may be looking at something, and I just pick on it and I go in the conversation and act like devil advocate. Just not to be miserable, but to bring out a holistic kind of thinking. Don't look at things one way. Look at it another way. Not just your point of view, but the other point of view, and then make your decision. Have all your facts. So things like that, we need these strategies that we need as parents in this time, as in parenting in this time.
Now, in our days, we went outside and played tree hole during the July-August vacation. I really like toy cars. We used to go in the dirt, and we're building roads and tracks by the neighbors.
Right.
We going and pick mango. We making slingshots. And we outside whole day. Your mother telling you, whole day you outside. You ain't come inside to do nothing. When you come inside, you're smelling like the whole road and all right. Kind of bacchanal. Now it's a little dangerous, depending on where you exist, even to have your children play with the neighbor's children. Because some little squabble, the neighbor want to fight you.
Yes.
Sometimes these things happen according to the communities and areas you live in. So, in order to protect your children from, and protect you from anxiety, because for some reason to send your child in the shop, now we grow up to it as normal things.
Yes.
Mothers today, they're so protective of their boys and girl children, and rightfully so. Eh?
Yes, you know, rightfully.
Rightfully, depending on the area you live in, you know. I get all of that. But you could be living in Westmoreland and send your child outside and somebody pass and pick them up the same way. You know, it mightn't be a shooting incident, but I say all of that to say this. A lot of I look at my children and others, and I realize it's not just in my household. They wake up in the morning, well, after lessons and whatever they had to do earlier.
Right.
So they're into the vacation now. I leave here. They play game. If you give them a chance, whole day. And there's this group. They're on the group calls, and they in this virtual reality world. And they're playing.
Yes.
And they're interacting. Sometimes it's just audio, sometimes they're in video and they're watching each other and they're playing and who avatar there. And I am looking, the younger one has his group, the older one have his group, and they just having a blast. I say, guys, come let me make a run. I tell them, I say, let me go to my barbershop yesterday now. They want to go, but daddy, we got to go now. And I'm watching when we done, daddy, we going back home now. I say, well, no, I want to go and do this. Nah, daddy, let me go home now. And I'm saying, what do you mean you want to go? Only one more day, come and go to your father, let me make a turn, you know. They say, all right, reluctantly they went, but the thing is, they're excited to just go. Where are they going outside and breezing, pal? They're on this phone and they're happy with their friends. They're not even wanting to go in the zoo. They can ride to the beach and relax. Them just get up and that is their comfort.
Yes, it is. Same thing with my son. A laptop, a phone, and a game on. How could these three, how are you focusing on these three things together? So I realize he's talking to his friend here. Because through the game, that friend don't have a headphone or something.
Right,
so you have to communicate through the phone.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then they're looking at moves here, a YouTube thing playing on the laptop.
Yeah.
And then they're playing the game because they...
And
so they find ways to form these communities. But as a parent, I sometimes have to sit in to see, you know, because sometimes I don't know what inappropriate or whatever. So you still have to monitor sometimes.
I just do it periodically.
Yes, drop in and say, what
going
are we talking
on
about?
Yeah, I do it all the time. Once I'm home after work, I do it all the time. But the thing about it is, they're not lying. We really in a different era when it comes to the July, August vacation holidays. I mean, some parents are privileged enough to take up their children and travel overseas.
Yes.
And take them on a vacation. Others, hey, if you can't afford it. I just look at it this way, boy, Felix. They're safe. They're inside. They're playing the game. Yeah, they're beating it.
Yes. Well, that's game, eh? So what about the child? Because sometimes the safety, talking about, what are they looking that will influence their mind as well in your house? So that's another way. That's why we come back to communication, to know, you understand, what are you looking at? What are you listening? Because there's, let's just say a girl child, she may not be on game. You're talking about the boys, but she might be on TikTok. And then you know the algorithm will pick up. So she might watch something.
One video,
and then you're flooding.
You're flooded with videos along that same narrative. Until you change it. I tried it already. I changed it.
Yeah.
So I type in something else.
Right.
And I started watching down this particular line. And then I realized I'm getting a set algorithm on that line now.
Exactly.
So I changed it a bit.
And sometimes you have to look at your child. Because sometimes you find they're in different mood and stuff. And you're like, why? But then not linking it that because you spend 8 hours on that chain, on the algorithm, that it affects your mind. That sometimes because there's different, some children, they can't take on all these and the information and they become a negative and they have a negative outlook. So some might be looking, all these things that happen in the world, is the world a better place? You have to know your child. And it's your job as a parent now, take them out, conversation, turn it around, give them tips. You can't spend, you give them... The reality of how you're being real with your child. So you have to always be on point as a parent. Even in the vacation, even you're safe at home.
But still.
You can try your best to safeguard your children as much as you want. But your children have to live in the real world and you will not always be there to protect them. So if you have the opportunity to teach your children how to travel, or to find their way home on their own, then that's something you should do. Because you never know when there's an emergency and these children may have to do that without you. So it's better to be prepared than not prepared. So when you have the time, do it. Teach your children how to get a maxi, teach them how to jump in a taxi, teach them how to reach home. So that if something happened, they could do it.
How are you convincing mom to do that, boy?
That's good morning, JB, to you and your guests. Question, you say it's starting from standard three. In my days when I went to school, I skipped standard three. I went straight to standard four. So how would that affect a student? If that's still the case now, how will that affect a student in terms of making up grades for the SEA? If that's still the position now, and they still just do that.
That's a good point, eh? I mean, it's a real people, real children skip class. They're so well academically inclined that the teacher felt that, you know what, they don't need to, they could go to the higher class one time. So they skipped standard three and they went to standard four, or they skipped standard four and went to five. Given the fact that this new proposed inked MOU is about to be enacted, how is it going to affect the grade? The 30% ask from standard 3 all the way to standard 5 if they skip a class? Would it affect it? Have the ministry looked at it?
No, well, the implementation is starting standard 3 this term. So, remember, in the end, your profile will be in standard 5. The final presentation in 5.
But he's saying over the 3 year, between the standard 3 to 5, that 3 year period, you're being marked, right? Your profile or your marks are being tallied. But if you go through standard 3, but you did so well, they skip you to standard 5, and you didn't do standard 4.
Okay, let me correct. So, as they're implementing it, the standard 3 now will not be marked. The standard 3 now will be fully in the system in the next 3 years.
Okay.
Understand? Yeah.
So it's a three-year rollout kind of thing.
Yeah. So they will be prepping now, the standard 3 now. So when they in 5, the system would have been effect. So they will know what to look out for, what's profile and stuff like that. So it's not concern, right? They would not be marking at this point in standard 3.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I know you guys are not in the government implementing this foolishness. And I know I am a well-known, strong supporter of the UNC. And I'm a strong supporter of Dr. Dowlat. But I think he's going dead wrong here. He needs to consult with some child psychologists. We would have done a little bit of child psychology in our teacher's diploma, and now it's a whole degree you have to do. I don't know. He would have done the diploma too. So I'm saying that if you consult with some child psychologists, and then you don't even have to. You can read. There's lots of stuff to read. You really wouldn't want to take mark from last year. That might be 80%, and this year the child is clocking 99, and you want to bring him down to 90. When somebody who was clocking 91 last year and clocking 91 now. So his 91 is going up against your 99, but he's beating you. So I'm saying this whole thing is a bag of foolishness. There's no way for me to get on to Dr. Dowlat, but I just want to point out that you need to take this mark that is at the end, because that is the mark, that is the capability, that is the performance that you are taking to the secondary school. You only need to do these kind of marking from prior projects and whatnot, exams, when the child or the adult is a mature person and can deal with that kind of thing. While you are going through the stages of childhood, you should not be penalized for falling behind a little bit. You should be getting your mark that you get when you are ready to leave and step into secondary school. That's my point of view on that as a teacher of long experience and in private lessons at all levels. Thank you.
You know, what about on the final mark? The child was performing well all the time. But on that final day, the child is so nervous that a mental brain drain, something happened, they panicked, they got anxiety, and they didn't get a good grade. But then you say, well, how you score so low but you're performing so well? So it goes both ways, you know. If you want to grade them on the final grade, it happened. I know some. Have you ever witnessed Dorbasa, Trace, and Felix, where people are in a state of bewilderment? How this child didn't pass to the first choice, but they was performing so well, and how you get it so low? Nah, they cheat you. But the child of themselves probably suffered some kind of anxiety during
anxiety,
the exam.
Yes.
You know, they were writing a paper. I remember I writing an English paper and couldn't remember what the spell wasn't. And don't. I was like, don't. Remember, you're under pressure.
Yes.
So, your response.
Yes, it happens. A lot of children, exam anxiety is a real thing for them. So in the SCA, which is a high stake, you know, it's a public, everybody, what school you pass for, you know, the pressure. They're not even studying the second, the third, or your fourth choice. You're always the first choice. And sometimes that child himself, you know, that anxiousness for parent and child. Now, with the CAT, there's more will be shared publicly as the time go on, right? I know there's a lot of question on it. So as I'm going to correct this cohort in standard 3, just to be sure, is when we roll out. So teachers will be on workshops, parents will be in educated on it, what to expect, and they will be at the final end. Now, this supposed to help them take off some of the anxiety, because some of your profile marks, right, it contributes part of your marks. So it kind of aims to take off that kind of anxiety, you know, where everything is based on that day, SCAD.
Okay.
You know.
Well, at least that's the good out of it.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts, Felix, before we depart from the NPTS Speaks this morning? I want to thank you again for coming in and holding it down for the President Walter. Sure you made him proud.
Yes. Well, my final thing, as you know, the NPTA, we are about the welfare of the students, welfare of the parents, the child, bridging that communication, bridging the community, school, child, different stakeholders, and always saying, I would say, communicate more with your child. Know your child, have it as a reflection during this travel, and you move to suit.
Thank you very much, Felix. We look forward to another exciting edition of the NPTS Speaks. Come next week, Wednesday. God's be alive.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.